a great way of using this principle of telling stories, using the fact that the human brain will be more open to information that's presented in the form of a story than if it's just cold, dry information, is to use the prospect profiles wrapped up in a form of story. This is a brilliant way of conversationally generating leads. It's an approach that can be used face to face with people that you don't know, that you've just met, that you've bumped into in the supermarket queue, or equally well, it can be used with people you know very well, your nearest and dearest. It's a brilliant method in that it is a non-threatening method. So there's absolutely no chance that we're going to get any sense of rejection by using this approach. Here's what I mean. First of all, it's a story wrapped around a prospect profile. And I'm going to use in this instance the prospect profile of the young mum, which, as you know, if you've watched the video, and if you haven't watched the training video on it, I'd strongly recommend that you do that. Somebody who's 20-something, 30-something, she's had a career in the past, but she gave that up in order to have her family. She's had a couple of kids, and now she's got a couple of toddlers, and the household needs her to be generating an income. But she's got this dilemma. And the dilemma is that she wants a full-time income, but she wants to be a full-time mum too. She's looked at part-time work, and the hourly rate for part-time work is nothing like as good as it is if she goes back full-time. So she's kind of trapped. What we offer this person is an opportunity to build a full-time professional income, but do it in hours that fit around her kids. So she can use the power of social media to work later on in the evening or earlier in the morning or when her kids are having a nap or at play school. She can choose her own hours. It's got that kind of flexibility, but still she'll get a full-time income. So that's the essential prospect profile. And I painted a word picture there that described it. And my guess is you listening to this, if this is the first time you've heard me talk about that prospect profile, that it actually triggered in your imagination ideas of people you know who fit into that category. And this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to tell that story. And in the sense of storytelling, we have introduced a character and we have talked about their dilemma. And this creates a sense of intrigue in the human mind, and it naturally wants to know how this is resolved. And if the person that's listening identifies with this dilemma or identifies with the character, then they are much, much more likely to have their natural curiosity triggered. They are much, much more likely to think there could be an opportunity in this for me. And therefore, they're going to start asking about it, but in a way that indicates that they are genuinely interested in the opportunity for them, in what's in it for them. So here's how we're going to construct our conversation. First of all, we need to have an introductory phrase. We need to let them know what we're going to be telling them and why we're doing that and what the context is. This puts somebody at ease. So here's what I'd say as an introduction. The company I'm working with has given me responsibility for recruitment, and I'm asking everybody I know for help. The kind of person we're looking for is somebody who's 20-something, 30-something, mum of toddlers. They've had a career, but they gave up the career to have their kids. They are now in a bit of a dilemma because they are looking for a full-time income, but they still want to be a full-time mum for their kids. What we offer is an opportunity to earn a full-time income, a substantial full-time income, but do it in hours that can fit around the kids, and they can do it from home as well, so that they can still be a full-time mum but generate a full-time income. So I've given my little introductory phrase, I've told the story, and now I'm just going to close the whole thing off by, this is an urge to action, it's called technically, but it's a very gentle one. And it's simply, who can you think of that might like some information? So my objective was actually to trigger their curiosity, their intrigue. But I don't want to be in your face because I don't want them to feel put on the spot by that. So I'm going to ask them if they know somebody else who can you think of that might like some information? It's a very gentle thing. But what it does is it hands the conversational baton over to them. And so there's one of three responses they could come up with. They could say, look, I'm sorry, I can't think of anybody. And your response to that is, that's okay, I hope you don't mind me asking. And they're, of course, going to say, no, of course I didn't mind, sorry, I can't help. They're actually going to feel that they didn't help you. So there's absolutely no sense of rejection in the fact that it's not going anywhere, which is a real positive for us as networkers, because I find that even after I've been in the business as long as I have, there's only so much sense of rejection you can take in conversation. And we need to be having lots of conversations. So if we can have a conversation with no rejection, no sense of rejection, then it means that we are stronger to have more of these conversations. So that's the first possible response, the least productive response. So the second possible response is that they can think of somebody. Actually, my friend or my sister or my daughter has got this problem at the moment. They might be interested. And then you can just ask to be connected. You could be connected on Facebook or get their phone number off them. The third possible response, and actually the one we were aiming to trigger, is, well, I might be interested. What's it all about? And then we have identified a lead, and then we're going into the lead conversion process, which there are loads of videos about on my training pages. So that's how to construct a story around a prospect profile. I'll talk about how to do that around different prospect profiles in my next voicemail.